Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, October 27th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Metal Zug, financing for further development of Tech Cluster Zug, TCZ. Metal Zug has secured financing for the further development of the Tech Cluster Zug, TCZ, through a syndicated loan agreement for CHF 220 million with an increase option of CHF 50 million. The credit facility is for 4 years with a one-year extension option and is secured by mortgage collateral. Real estate projects on the site are progressing well, with the SHL project set to be completed by the end of 2025 and the Kria Tower I project scheduled for completion in 2028. Project Pi aims to create affordable housing in Zug. Despite challenges, the tech cluster remains committed to its development plans. Metal Zug is a group of industrial companies headquartered in Zug with around 1,000 employees and three business units: medical devices, technology cluster and infrastructure, and investments and corporate.
Nordex Group raises its outlook for full year 2025 EBITDA margin guidance following strong preliminary Q3 figures. The Nordex Group has raised its outlook for full year 2025 EBITDA margin guidance, now expecting it to be in the range of 7.5 to 8.5%, up from the previous guidance of 5.0 to 7.0%. This adjustment follows strong operational execution in both the projects and service business segments, supported by a stable macroeconomic environment. Preliminary Q3 2025 EBITDA reached €136 million, with a margin of 8.0%, up significantly from Q3 2024. Nordex expects positive free cash flow generation to continue in Q4, driven by additional profits, order intake momentum, and continued working capital improvement. The company will release its full results for the third quarter 2025 on November 4th, 2025.
Mining news breaks: Max Power Mining, MaxX, OT MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, expands natural hydrogen exploration with new Bracken target in Saskatchewan. Max Power Mining announced the identification of Bracken as its first high-priority natural hydrogen drill target in Saskatchewan, located 15 kilometers north of the Montana border within the company's Grasslands project. This new target lies in a distinct geological zone with unique rock assemblage and proximity to known hydrogen and helium occurrences. Max Power plans to acquire new 2D seismic data this quarter to define optimal drill locations, complementing its upcoming Lawson well, Canada's first deep test dedicated to natural hydrogen. The company holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector and also focuses on critical minerals properties in the United States and Canada, including the Wilcox Playa lithium project in southeast Arizona. AI's growth has a power problem. Natural hydrogen could be the perfect solution. The AI revolution faces a power problem as data centers consume electricity faster than utilities can supply. Natural hydrogen emerges as a promising solution, with global data center power consumption projected to double by 2030. Max Power Mining Corp. is leading the charge in commercial natural hydrogen, controlling 1.3 million permitted acres in Saskatchewan. As tech giants like NVIDIA, Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon race to secure energy for AI demand, Max Power's focus on natural hydrogen positions it at the forefront of the energy race. With AI-optimized data centers set to quadruple by 2030, the need for sustainable energy sources like natural hydrogen has never been more critical. Kia's secondhand EVs outperform Tesla's in battery longevity. A recent study has shown that Kia's electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles have better battery longevity than Tesla's, retaining capacity over time. The research, which tested hundreds of used EVs, surprised many with the positive results. This news is a boost for the EV industry, including companies like Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ, BINI. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit techmediawire.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.